All right, it is official. Edmonton City Council has moved to ban some single-use plastic items and styrofoam containers by next summer. The bylaw covers a lot of ground, including single-use plastic shopping bags, styrofoam containers, and more. So what impact is it going to have on your world? Curious to know what impact it's going to have on some businesses as well. Let's find out with Sean Stepchuk, who is the director and co-founder of Waste Free Edmonton. Hey, Sean, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Are you thinking about winter yet?
You know what? I'm just enjoying the beautiful fall right now.
Oh, good. Yeah. Aren't we all those just absolutely spectacular out there? All right. We've been talking about this on and off for what seems like, I don't know, a couple of years now, Sean. And here we are, this bylaw going into effect, next year, July 1st, 2023. Your reaction?
Very happy. Very happy. It's been, for us, it's been 4.5 years of advocating for this, and to finally see it passed and that it's going to be coming into effect, even if we have to wait a little while longer still, we're ecstatic.
Okay, so let's break this down. Let's go through it so my listeners know how it's going to impact them, what it means when they go to the stores and they go to the restaurants, that sort of thing. So when it comes to single-use plastic shopping bags, what is the future of them in Edmonton?
There is no future for them in Edmonton. These plastic bags at grocery stores and retail stores, those are going to be a thing of the past, as well as the kind of plastic substitutes, the bioplastics, that sort of thing. And then things like the paper bags, if you want to use those, you're going to have to pay for them, or reusable bags. So no more plastic, and then pay for everything else.
All right. So why the pay for everything else, whether it's plastic or those reusable bags?
Well, when we think about the plastic, a lot of people know all of the issues with that and what it can do to wildlife and what it can do to when it's litter and the climate impacts of it. But if we look at something like a paper bag, there are a lot of impacts with that, too. Yes, it's not going to do the same damage to animals out in the environment if it ends up there, but there's logging associated with that. There's all of the transport associated with that. There's still a lot of harm, especially when you consider that these are only going to be used for 20 minutes and then disposed of, and then the city's got to deal with them. So it's still a real push to having reusables, use the bags that we have. Everyone has a bag at home or a backpack or whatnot, and just use what we have instead of getting the single-use option, whatever it's made out of.
Sean, what do you say to those who say, okay, you know, you talked about the paper bags and, you know, links to logging and transport. You take a look at the plastic bags. I'm thinking that there's a lot of folks out there are going to say, hey, but look at what, you know, some of the biggest industries, the biggest industry in Alberta, you know, the oil, the petroleum, that sort of thing. What do you say to folks who say, okay, but what about industry that provides jobs?
Well, I mean, the thing is, when we look at single-use items in general, they're kind of I'm going to say the low-hanging fruit in terms of waste. We look at the utility of them versus what the harm is. And the utility is very small, and the harm is relatively great. Plastic itself is fine. It's used in so many areas where it's going to continue to be used. It's not going to, the industry is not going to die out because of changes like this. But if plastic is being made, it should be used for things that are long-term, or things where plastic is necessary, like a lot of medical supplies, for example. That's really where it should be used, not in things that we're using for a few minutes and then throwing out to just sit in a landfill for the rest of time.
Let's talk about styrofoam containers, because they're going to be banned, and I'm wondering about the impact on places like restaurants, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and there are a lot of other options out there. I have a small child that I was reading some books from when I was a kid, and books from back then were talking about how bad styrofoam was. And they phased these things out at most everywhere. McDonald's used to use it, but now they don't, and haven't for decades. So I think that it's not going to be that difficult of a transition for the few remaining businesses that have held on to styrofoam as their package of choice.
Some other things when it comes to restaurants that that I think people need to know about, you know, single-use accessories, dine-in drink orders. Can you go over that for me so I can wrap my head exactly what that's going to look like?
Yeah, so the accessories, things like utensils, stir sticks, straws, those aren't banned. They're not putting fees on them or anything like that. What they're doing is having it where the default is that you're not giving them out. You're only going to give them out upon request. So if you need them, great. But if you don't need them, you're not just automatically having a plastic straw thrown in your drink that's going to be used for a few minutes and then thrown out. Or you're hopefully not going to end up with, if you get takeout a lot or delivery, with the drawer of unwanted cutlery sitting in there. So, I mean, these are things where if you need it, you ask for it. And if you don't need it, it's not going to be given to you. That'll be the default. Which I think it just makes sense. And this is something that's actually going to save the businesses money because, I mean, that's a cost that they're not recuperating, but they have to pay for these things. So I think it's a win-win-win all around.
Sean, what about reusables? And, for example, if I go to a restaurant and instead of giving, you know, them giving me one of their boxes to take home, I bring my own little piece of Tupperware or something like that. Are we getting to the point where that might become allowable? It might become commonplace?
Well, it's allowable most places, but yeah, it's not quite commonplace yet for food. I do it. A lot of people I know do, but it's at the moment not the default, but hopefully it will be in due course. But the city bylaw actually hasn't even addressed takeout containers. And but what they did address is cups. And I'm actually parked right outside a large coffee chain, I'll call it right now, where I see people at their tables drinking out of their disposable cups. Mm-hmm. So they're sitting in there drinking out of a cup for 5 minutes that they then throw out. And I can see a big pile of used cups outside in the waste bin. Now, at these places, they're going to have to provide reusable options, which is fantastic because if you have the reusable option, then you're not creating all this waste. And quite frankly, for the customer, I've always wanted that. I'd rather have my coffee out of a mug than out of some sort of paper plastic hybrid. It's much more enjoyable.
Soup should be out of a mug as well, as far as I'm concerned. I'm just going to add that little tidbit into it. Okay, so, you know, just before I let you go, curious to know what happens next then. I mean, this goes into place July 1st, 2023. How is it going to be enforced? Is it going to be enforced? I mean, if it's just on the books, is it worth its weight in any way whatsoever?
I think that it's still worthwhile, even if there's not enforcement, because, I mean, people generally want to comply. And I know me as a customer, if I'm going into a coffee place or a restaurant and they're not providing that, I'm going to provide a complaint if they're not giving the thing that they're legally required to do. I think that at first, the real focus for the city is going to be on education and helping businesses and individuals make the changes that are necessary. And then enforcement will come down the line. And I'm really hopeful, though, that businesses and people will really embrace this. A lot already have. And that enforcement won't be a real important aspect of it, that people realize this is the way things are going, that the usefulness of these things compared to the environmental harm, it just doesn't balance and make the changes.
So Sean, we know that, you know, some folks or a lot of folks are embracing these changes and are moving towards it, and there's others who are you know, going to dig their heels in a little bit, maybe stuck in their ways, don't see the need to do it. For those people who are like, nah, whatever, don't have to do this, maybe what's training wheels for them to get moving towards this? What would you advise them?
I think, first off, just look for what you have. I mean, the grocery example is a perfect one because people have bags. I always reuse still one that my wife was given for her her stagette, and it had in sparkly letters on it, bride-to-be or something like that. And a lot of people would just put that into a closet and never use it. I've used it for the last decade when I go shopping. People have these bags from trade shows, from gifts, backpacks, whatever have you. Just use them. Use what you have and keep them where you keep your keys. Keep them in the car with you. And it'll just become commonplace. It'll become habitual. And a few months after starting it, even if you've been reluctant, you're probably not even going to notice.
Oh, you know what, Shauna? I always appreciate you making time for us. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for the tips as well. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you for having me.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.